Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome once again to the House of Christ Ministries Presents, Proclaiming Jesus Christ Throughout the World by Honoring the Great Commission. I'm your host, Reverend Donald Davis, coming to you from Elmont, New York. We will be on the air every Sunday and Wednesdays at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and we encourage you to join us and be blessed by the Word of God. It is such a beautiful thing to serve the Lord and be back in the air. Hear me when I call, O God of my righteousness. Thou hast enlarged me when I was in distress. Have mercy upon me and hear my prayer. O ye sons of men, how long will ye turn my glory into shame? How long will ye love vanity and seek after leasing? But know that the Lord hath set apart him that is godly for himself. The Lord will hear when I call unto him. Stand in awe and sin not. Commune with your own heart. Open your bed and be still. Offer the sacrifices of righteousness and put your trust in the Lord. There be many that say, who will show us any good? Lord, lift thou up the light of thy countenance upon us. Thou hast put gladness in my heart, more than in the time that their corn and their wine increased. I will both lay me down in peace and sleep, for thou, Lord, only makest me dwell in safety. Blessed be the name of the Lord as we continue on this spiritual journey.
Raise your voice.
Once again, beloved, as we continue on this spiritual journey, we'll take a look at Psalm 5. Give ear to my words, O Lord. Consider my meditation. Hearken unto the voice of my cry, my King and my God. For unto thee will I pray. My voice shalt thou hear in the morning, O Lord. In the morning will I direct my prayer unto thee, and will look up. For thou art not a God that hath pleasure in wickedness, neither shall evil dwell with thee. The foolish shall not stand in thy sight. Thou hatest all workers of iniquity. Thou shalt destroy them that speak leasing. The Lord will abhor the bloody and deceitful man. But as for me, I will come into thy house in the multitude of thy mercy. And in thy fear will I worship toward the holy temple. Lead me, O Lord, in thy righteousness, because of mine enemies. Make thy way straight before my face, for there is no faithfulness in their mouth. Their inward part is very wickedness. Their throat is an open sepulchre. They flatter with their tongue. Destroy thou them, O God. Let them fall by their own counsels. Cast them out in the multitude of their transgressions, for they have rebelled against thee. But let all those that put their trust in thee rejoice. Let them ever shout for joy, because thou defendest them. Let them also that love thy name be joyful in thee. For thou, Lord, wilt bless the righteous. With favor wilt thou compass him as with a shield. We bless the name of the Lord as we continue on this spiritual journey.
Zimbabwe. You are Alpha and Omega. We worship you, our Lord. You are worthy to be praised. Sing it again.
Bless his holy name.
We worship you, our Lord.
We praise you tonight, Lord. We pray for mercy.
We give you all the glory.
We give you all the glory. My God, because you are worthy to be praised, we worship you, O Father.
We
glorify your holy name tonight, Lord. Depart from me, all ye workers of iniquity, for the Lord hath heard the voice of my weeping. The Lord hath heard my supplication. The Lord will receive my prayer. Let all mine enemies be ashamed and sore vexed. Let them return and be ashamed suddenly. Father, we thank you for your word as we behold your salvation.
Great and marvelous are your works, O Lord Almighty. True and righteous are all your ways, King of the ages. Who will not fear you, O Lord? Glorify your name. Behold, the Lord. Trust
Psalm chapter 7, a prayer for deliverance. O Lord my God, in thee do I put my trust. Save me from all them that persecute me, and deliver me. Lest he tear my soul like a lion, rending it in pieces, while there is none to deliver. O Lord my God, if I have done this, if there be iniquity in my hands, if I have rewarded evil unto him that was at peace with me, yea, I have delivered him, that without cause is mine iniquity. Let the enemy persecute my soul and take it. Yea, let him tread down my life upon the earth, and lay mine honor in the dust. Arise, O Lord, in thine anger, Lord, lift up thyself because of the rage of mine enemies, and awake for me to the judgment that thou hast commanded. So shall the congregation of the people compass thee about. For their sakes, therefore, return thou on high. The Lord shall judge the people. Judge me, O Lord, according to my righteousness, and according to mine integrity that is in me. O let the wickedness of the wicked come to an end, but establish the just. For the righteous God trieth the hearts and reins. My defense is of God, which saveth the upright in heart. God judgeth the righteous, and God is angry with the wicked every day. Turn not, he will whet his sword. He hath bent his bow and made it ready. He had also prepared for him the instruments of death. He ordained his arrows against the persecutors. Behold, he travaileth unto iniquity or with iniquity, and hath conceived mischief and brought forth falsehood. He made a pit and digged it, and is fallen into the ditch which he made. His mischief shall return upon his own head, and his violent dealing shall come down upon his own pate. Praise the Lord according to his righteousness, and will sing praise to the name of the Lord Most High God. Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you for your blessing. And because of who you are tonight, Lord, we worship you in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah. Come on, everybody, lift up your hands.
Praise his name.
Say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You're holy. Yes, you are. 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 Because of who you are, I give you glory.
We praise your name.
You are, I give you praise. Because of who you are, I will lift my voice and say, Lord, I worship you. Because of who you are.
Bless your holy name, Lord.
You are, I give you praise.
Bless the name of the Lord.
Because of who you are, I will lift my voice. Just because of
because of who you are. Lift your hand.
Praise the Lord as we continue on this spiritual journey. We bless the name of the Lord tonight, and we encourage you to join us every Sunday and Wednesdays at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time and be blessed by the Word of God. I'm your host, Reverend Donald Davis, coming from Elmont, New York. You can write to us at the House of Christ Ministries, Inc., P.O. Box 30371, Elmont, New York, 11003. Or if you're living in the New York area, or if you're visiting, you could join us for Sunday worship at House of Christ Ministries, Inc. at 199-20 Linden Boulevard, St. Albans, New York, 11412. Let us take a look at Psalm chapter 8, God's glory and man's honor. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth, who has set thy glory above the heavens. Out of the mouth of babes and sucklings hast thou ordained strength because of thine enemies, that thou mightest still the enemy and the avenger. When I consider thy heavens, the work of thy fingers, the moon and the stars, which thou hast ordained, is man, that thou art mindful of him, and the son of man, that thou visitest him. For thou hast made him a little lower than the angels, and hast crowned him with glory and honor. Thou madest him to have dominion over the works of thine hands. Thou hast put all things under his feet, all sheep and oxen, yea, and the beasts of the field, the fowl of the air and the fish of the sea, and whatsoever passeth through the paths of the seas. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth. As we bless you tonight, Lord, God's glory and man's honor. All for Jesus, all for Jesus. bless the name of the Lord as we continue on this spiritual journey. We encourage you to join us once again every Sunday and Wednesdays at 10 p.m. and be blessed by the Word of God. We are reaching hundreds throughout the world for Jesus Christ. It is our desire to take the uncompromised and anointed Word of God to the whole world, starting with our local community, bringing lost souls to a practical relationship with Jesus Christ. Our mission at House of Christ Ministries is to proclaim Jesus Christ throughout the world and pair believers and non-believers how to live independently and have dominion to reign over the enemies of this world. We encourage you to sow into this ministry for the furtherance of the gospel of Jesus Christ and winning souls for the kingdom. Your prayer and financial support are important components to bringing the gospel to a lost and hurting world. Together, beloved, we can make a difference. If you would like to send your prayer request or share a testimony or make a donation or love offering, please contact us or write to us at the House of Christ Ministries, Inc., P.O. Box 30371, Elmont, New York, 11003. Or you could email us at hodminister@gmail.com. If you are in the New York area, we encourage you to visit us for Sunday worship at the House of Christ Ministries, Inc., 199-20 Linden Boulevard, St. Albans, New York, 11412. And you could also join us for Thursday evening prayer meeting and on Friday for our Bible studies at 7 p.m. God bless you as we continue on this spiritual journey. We pray that tonight was a blessing to you as we proclaim Jesus Christ throughout the world. Amen.
Lord, you can reach down and touch a place on the inside that no human could ever touch. And Lord, you can take me and mold me and make me wanna give up, but I never wanna give up. Oh Lord, please speak to me, cause I have longed to hear from you, from your throne up above. Let me see your glory that I've been longing for, that my soul can never get enough. Oh, the glory of Jesus shines brighter and brighter. Yes, Lord, the closer I get, the more I see the glory of a soon-coming King. Oh, the glory.
Yeah.
As we come to the end of our program for tonight, we pray that it was a blessing to you. We thank God for you, our listeners, and we pray that you were blessed by the teachings tonight. We encourage you to join us every Sunday and Wednesdays at 10 p.m. and be blessed by the Word of God. I'm your host, Reverend Donald Davis. God bless you and good night as we continue on this spiritual journey.